to just turn on your radio, you've actually missed out on the big jams on the big station. Mekrikwe, I'm in the place. And of course, I've got my man, Dr. Shine, in the place. Time for You Say Waiting. And this is time to get to know exactly what's making rounds, you know, the headlines. And, you know, big shouts to, you know, yesterday we had a conversation on the, was it yesterday? On the BET?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
On the BET Awards. Yeah. And I see a lot of portals, you know, actually.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's looking good.
Capturing what I said about, you know, the need not to, you know, mock artists. And also, I encouraged, you know, us all to do more reading.
Right.
You know, so we get to understand some of the criteria for selection when it comes to all these programs, so we can get to participate fully. So we'll not wait for an American to be, you know, to you know, so not a sign. That's basically it. You know, so yeah. What do we have today?
Yeah, Mekri, and it's only right that I see the portals carrying such message. You know, these be things we love to see, and these be things we love to read, Yubab. Yeah, because education be very necessary. And so if we hear things like this from industry man, like Mekri Chris, only right see, you know, the publications for, you know, publishers for send them across. So say everybody should be, you know, informed. Mekri Chris,
yeah.
Today the weather be some way, and then a lot of things to happen for the country inside. But then, you know that we have a tradition that right about now, if you are driving, you have to park. Yeah, if you are driving, park. If you are riding, stop, then park. Yeah, because you have to get on Facebook, drop your name and drop your location so that we give you big mention on the roll call, because surely the roll call is about to go down. And then if you share the feed, so say everybody will have a feel of what is going on in the studios of 103.9 Hits FM. Mekri, things they happen in Ghana. So get on Facebook,
share things the are feed. Happening in a country called Ghana.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, get on Facebook, share the feed. This be where you go hear them. Yeah, this be here. Even Mekri.
Yeah.
The thing be saying, some of the issues, you go here, see people they talk some of the issues. But then you for know what they the issue inside. Mm. Where the issue they come from and where how the issue go end.
And right.
All this it be 103.9.
You probably checked just a couple of seconds ago, a minute ago, 2 minutes ago, for our Facebook page, and you did not see the live feed. We are live right now on Facebook. Hits 103.9 FM. Get on there, get to see the visuals. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so let's get into the roll call. Drop your name, drop your location. Roll call is about to go down. Share the feed. Who will be the first person on the radar today?
Well, Aaron BN is the first person to show on the radar. Says, all correct, in a car going home, the driver refused to park. You know, what should I do? Big shout out to the 10 Up Army, cruise control on fire. You are clear to ignore him. You know, some of these, just ignore him. Yeah.
Adrian BNB the G, first person on the radar.
Yeah.
So you should drop your name, drop your location. The roll call is about to go down. Drop your name,
Kwame,
drop your location.
Kwame Ajimpa says, Mekri Kwe, Dr. Shine, all correct. Stephen Alote Papa says, Mekri, this be your boy, Alote Junior. Big shout out to NS Chemist, guys. We are live here. Well, NS Chemist, the whole crew.
The whole crew.
In tune to the
NS
big show.
Chemist.
Yeah, they say forget about paracetamol, forget about augmenting, forget about everything. It is cruise control right now. Yeah. Godwin Digitinia says, I park at Accra Mall, first gate, waiting for clearance before coming down. You are free to come down now. Keep your, you know, headphones with you and get to experience the entire vibe. And
that's what it is.
Yeah. Upon Checheku, Obroni Barcelona says, I just park and so on. My regard to Mr. Awotil, the driver and P. Love G says, Accra New Town is on. Daniel Drake Addo says, the perfume boy GH. Big shout out to all listeners. Phillipson, Ajiman, Mr. Fresh says, it's loud and clear inside Marina Mall, Airport City. And Nati SL Focus says, Mekri Kwe, all correct. Joe Felix says, Dr. Shine, I'm on the radar. It's looking good already. Big ups. And El Wallaby.
El Wallaby.
Yeah, says, I beg, I park the traffic light at, of course, up. Well, he say he's parked and he's causing traffic at Bombaria. It'll be small. Beck, let me please move so other road users can actually move, right? Aplau Via says, representing Aplau Border Boys from Aplau. I say the whole border.
The whole border.
The whole border is locked.
Ah. The whole Aplau border.
When you move, you know, you take a step to Togo, the signal will start making so they're on the borderline.
Live.
Borderline.
There's no one cross.
No. If you cross, you start hearing So they're on the borderline, you know.
Live.
Yeah. Michael Cordett says, I parked at Palace Mall waiting for Clarence Bishop's Zaggy, new father in town. Hey, Zaggy, congratulations. New father in town.
New father.
Yeah. You know, that sound of the baby, you know, it sounds really good and feels really good. Congratulations to you. Kobe Truth says, tomorrow is my birthday. I'm turning up a big age, but I'm on the ship going to India. But park. Captain, they slapped me, but Vim, still Vim. Forget everybody, man. Happy birthday in advance. Luke Starboy says, Merry Kwikwe and Dr. Shine. The Kaswa people greet you. We clear ourselves already. We no get patience. Kaswa to some of these people, you know they listen. But it's all good. It's all good. I mean, at least he's giving an update, which means that he's still connected, you know, so exactly. That's really good. All right. So Richard Ted says, I park at Airport Shell and Kobe Adushum. Says, watching live from Palm Beach, keep up the great work. And Bra Ima says, Slim Quay, I park at Kim Hotel in La Paz. I need clearance. You are cleared. All right. So it goes on and on. We have a lot of people, you know, on it right now. Big shout out to everybody on Facebook right now. Philip Ajiman, Mr. Fresh, you know, the whole crew. All right. So, Dr. Shine, let's get into it. Yeah.
We have to get into it because I don't know why it's like a lot of awkward things they happen for this country. And especially these days. I don't know why, Mekwekwe. I don't know. I've been thinking and people have been thinking about this thing. Because we don't know why a lot of awkward things they happen. Yesterday, or the last 3 days, where they talk about some, immigration people. Then the Gapua security, Mekwekwe, where did they fight?
Yeah.
Fight for airport. People where they for protectors. We saw the police. People they fight. They too, they stand at Kimo. They watch them. Mekwekwe, we don't know why all these things they happen. And guess what? Today, what we they hear is that maybe or if all things go through as some people they wish.
So there is a possibility.
There is a possibility.
Right. That
the special prosecutor.
Right.
Might be prosecuted.
What?
Mekwekwe.
Special prosecutor.
Special prosecutor.
May. Be prosecuted.
Live in Ghana.
Star 281 hash.
Yeah.
Select option 5,000 Ghana cities.
Straight.
You will not be prosecuted.
Mekwekwe, so we're going to get into this issue because people, they suspect something. People, they suspect something. And so we're going to get into that particular issue. Now, actor Lil Wayne is, you know, premiering his all-awaited movie. You know, A Country Called Ghana. Today, he premiered the movie. Now, he go on. And everybody, they talk about the movie. But then, Mekwekwe, Lil Wayne himself, no, they talk about the movie in the premiere today. If they talk about something where go fit happen for Kumasi recently. And what they talk about, he say, no, they look good. You know, they look good at all. You know, they look good at all. We go get into this particular issue and find out what they happen. Today, where they premiere a movie, where people they talk about him. What they happen for grounds. We'll get into this particular issue. And then, hey, you see gold before. Your people left you gold. Mike, they hear those issues say, they say ancestors. They feel they left gold for some place. Then one person for the family go have access to this gold.
Mm.
And unless they do things for the gold top, they perform some rituals before they go feel use this gold. Mm. Michael, today for Ghana, somebody has this gold and has given it out for...
Someone had...
Had this gold, right, and has given it out for purifications to be done.
Is it water?
On the gold.
Mm.
But today, my quick,
has guess it been what? Purified?
Bamuyada. 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 We'll get into this particular issue.
Big shout out to Mr. MC Chewing Stick, the entertainment prefect.
MC
Chewing Stick.
Maybe Chewing Stick will day market. We could find out.
Yeah, we'll get some back. It was a Chewing Stick. If they chew you, finish. Right, 103.9 FM. We're here on the biggest drive time show on radio. Time for You Say Waiting. My name is Mercury Quay. If this is your first time checking out this show, it is the hottest drive time show on radio. Highly informative, great music. And of course, this is time where we get to discuss some of the big issues making rounds in the system. I've got Dr. Shine in the place. And earlier he was telling us about special prosecutor. We talked about a country called Ghana. What are we talking about now, Dr. Shine?
And definitely we'll talk about a country called Ghana, because the special prosecutor de Ghana. Take off. You see, In 2018. And don't forget that we are live on Facebook. We are live on Facebook. So if you get there, share the feed. Yeah, if you're live on Facebook, share the feed. Like, comment, and share the feed.
Adam is representing Burma Camp. Says you guys are loud inside my workshop. Hi, Dr. Shine. It's Adam. Well, it's Adam. Good to have you on the radar. Of course, John at Palu says, I'm in the car. I told the driver to park. Clear fast because he's waiting. All right, so you are cleared. Please, you can move. Big shout out to Wisdom. Della Emotion says, Stand Up General and Dr. Shine, God bless you for always giving us great vibes. I'm watching live inside Abokobi. Right.
Abokobi.
Right. Amos Abbe says, Mech Shine, please, I'm a tailor and I'm very busy, but I want you to clear me before I continue. Mech, a day without listening to you feels like my phone is missing.
Wow. Wow. And that feeling, say your phone is missing, very quick, it'd be very craziest feeling. And so I know how that feeling is like.
And he continues to say, I love you with the good work you are doing for Mother Ghana. Thank you very much, Amos Abe. Very much appreciate you. And Quay Moses says, I'm King Sark. Hey. Okay.
Brag.
He's not bragging.
All right.
He's only telling us where he's watching us from. Live from Breman Amanfopong.
I'm on.
Yeah. Okay, Jabate Moses says, I park for Kaswa. I beg, clear me fast. Make I go. You are cleared. Susu Gadu Bright says, Regina Oko East Legon or Pong. All right. So,
So, Michael Kwee, 2018, the office of the special prosecutor was established by, President Akufo-Addo, according to the laws of the country. Now, this office was set up to, they say corruption issues day Ghana, and it be something where over the years, every government come with a smell corruption. There are a lot of issues where they pop up. Now, this office was set up to fight corruption.
Right.
To support the already existing institutions.
Yes.
To fight corruption for the country inside. And
To eradicate. Yeah, because other institutions have been fighting. But this was to eradicate.
Yeah, but then, Mary Kwe,
the office is almost being
eradicated.
Now, the guys are Asida Fabrics, Asida. Makola Shopping Mall.
Uh-huh. Boom.
Big.
Asida Fabrics.
Everywhere in Makola, they've opened the volume.
Oh.
So big shout out to Asida Fabrics in Makola Shopping Mall. We appreciate you.
Mary Kwe, so since 2018, when the office was established, Martin Amidu, was appointed to head this institution. And after some years, the man resigned. He said political influences the things. He didn't interfere in work. So he's not able to work as Ghanaians they expect him. So office like that, they no go fit day. You no go fit day there where people go to influence whatever they do. So he resigned. Then, Mr. Kisie Jabin was appointed. Oh, the man can people they talk so Mr. Kisege have been there with someone who is in his 40s, there is too young for that office, then things. But then he's been working. According to people, then some cases we've seen address, we see so no people see the man they work. Now, all of a sudden, Marikwe, there is this petition where it has been directed to the office of the president to eradicate, as Marikwe you mentioned, the office of the special prosecutor. In fact, the special prosecutor, they for come down for the sake of, they say, some procurements where he made buying some cars for the office, among other issues, they say it not be right. And guess where this letter is coming from? It's coming from the former special prosecutor. The one who held the office first and couldn't handle, and so resigned, is saying that the one holding the office now is not holding the office for America. This is a country called Ghana. The one we did it, we resign. Say, coffee, say, oh, politicians, they interfere in job. He write petition, go give presidency. The one way he can't take over, he do some procurement way. They say the procurement know the help, so they for come out town from there.
What?
Anyway, this be the issue. Now, as the current...
The former prosecutor.
Yeah.
Wants the current prosecutor to be prosecuted.
Prosecuted. Live in Ghana. Now, as he carried the petition go give president, few days now, where president forward the thing go give Chief Justice say, oh, Chief Justice, this be the issue on my table. I bet check through and see if the man is, you know, found guilty, then fast, make come out. And people are suspecting that it's as if presidents get interest in this case. Sake of already, you get a lot of issues on your table. Where do not they hear anything about issues like the LGBT issue? They can't put them for your table now. You say, oh, somebody carry the issue, go court. So, you know, Gofi handle the issue. They carry issue of Iyoku, come, about, you know, Cecilia Adapa, former minister of sanitation. Then the money way, they say they go find for in room. They carry that issue to come put for your laptop. They say, oh, they know they hear anything. Then all of a sudden, this case, some people, they suspect, say, no. It be like the special prosecutor go touch one of president's favorites. That be why all this plan they happen to come out from office. Now, okay. Wild allegations. They go on. And one, you know, institution or one group where it's also in support of what anti-corruption institutions, then lawyers are saying about this issue, be the minority in parliament. We have to listen to them. They are also saying that, oh, they suspect, say, no, the president is interested in getting the special prosecutor out of office. Sake of ego touch in favorite, you know, appointees. That be why they do this thing. Now, let's get on Facebook. This whole issue is getting interesting in Ghana. And this, they make people feel like the fight against corruption, the eating beans. They say eating beans. We never go fight corruption for Ghana. Because if the people where they want fight, they come where they say they no go fit, where they go sit for bench, then if some people come where they say they go fight, that's what they report and make them come out for
if
them.
If the people who are designated to fight are being fought, then we cannot fight. Who are we to fight? And let's listen to these the men. Yes.
Mr. Alassan Suyani must talk so that we all listen to.
And we know how he clears his favorites and how he, you know, celebrates them. In the case of Madam Cecilia Adapa, even before investigations, you know, went into the matter, we saw the love letter that he wrote expressing his confidence in Madam Cecilia Adapa, and for the special prosecutor to dare disagree with his thinking about Madam Cecilia Adapa, you shouldn't be surprised that a petition against the person who has disagreed with him in that manner is treated the way that he's treating it. So it's going to serve the interests of the president. That is why I think that this whole conversation must not be about the merit or otherwise of the petition. It should not be about the special prosecutor or Martin Amidu. It should be about the conduct of the president and how selective he is when it comes to transmitting petitions against people who he has appointed into office. When they are his favorites, the petitions don't get attention. But when the people involved are people that he already has an interest in removing, it looks like he responds within the 7-day period and triggers the necessary actions to remove them. And that is a shame.
Marukwe, they say if this happened, then it'd be shame. It'd be shame for the country. It'd be shame for the fight against corruption. And it'd be shame for some decisions in this country. And so, Marukwe, I don't know if you still have hopes that the fight...
*281#.
That's the only hope you have.
Yeah. Charlie, that will have no persecution. 1,000 Ghana cedis is going to be in your wallet, hopefully today. So play the quick cash game. The weekend is here. You know, there are some things to take care of. You stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis if you play this game. So all you need to do is to pick up your phone right now and dial *281# and join the quick cash game family. Yes, you never know. The 1,000 Ghana cedis could actually come your way and you'll be smiling. Right, so 1,000 Ghana cedis, *281#, select option 5 and play. Right.
Right, so Facebook, turn up and make sure you are live on Facebook. Share the feed. Yeah, like, comment and share. I see already the comments where they drop. Mercury, people need good hopes again for this country inside. So drop your comments. We go AM live on the show. Now, in a country called Ghana, a movie called Ghana is being launched. Yeah, this movie where, you know, the man Kojong Kansale win.
Yeah.
Man where is ready saying, no, he go transform or improve the works of the Ghana movie industry. What in money, investment, every energy where go fit do channel towards promoting Ghana movie industry.
And projecting the industry.
Exactly, Michael Kwe. He's doing that, and it be one man way at the salutes every time. Now, today, he's, you know, the country called Ghana, where everybody they wait for, say, oh, when this movie they happen? Because we've seen things, we've seen people, we've seen our colleagues, you know, people where we watch from Nigeria. We've seen them featured in this movie. So, we expect, say, oh, what they happen? Ramsey Noah, hey, what they can do? They can't speak Chi, or what? Well, language cry,
or they
can't
speak.
So a lot of people, they anticipate to have a feel of this movie and get on Facebook.
They are anticipating to participate.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And we are hearing that the turnout is already booming.
Yeah.
Yeah, booming. Because, Mikey, you know, say the noise about a country called movie started from this studio and from this show. We heard the issue around Lewin and Matankuma. We spoke to producers of that movie. The one whom, you know, Matankuma spoke to. Where make the whole issue can happen. So the whole genesis of this country called movie, it be on this show and in this studio. And so it's only right say no every time we are interested in this particular movie. Now, Lewin is saying that after this Accra premiere, it will go do one for In Home Kumasi.
Right. Right.
Kumasi.
Right.
For the people of Kumasi and beyond, you know, the Bono and the North, them all have access. This Accra for
Takwa,
the South.
You know, all those places, they all get to
live.
Be a part of, yeah.
Live. Now, the movie where they say they can't premiere for Kumasi.
Yeah.
Lewin is already suspecting that some people want sabotage him for the premiere they can't do for Kumasi. And this is because dates where in Ifis, dates where Ifis say go do the event, some people for the industry inside also go face date, say they go do some event. And from the looks and actions and talks from Lewin, it's as if they see, say, no, this be clear sabotage of an event where they can't do for Kumasi.
Right.
clear sabotage.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's
we'll listen to Lewin.
Right.
We'll listen to Lewin. But even before then, let's get on Facebook, have a feel of what is being premiered today. A country called Ghana. What is it expect?
A country called Ghana. We have visuals on an app called Facebook. Get on right now and
buddy.
What? a country called Ghana. Please check out the visuals on an app called Facebook. Right. Let's get on right now.
The map says it's this way, and this way is where we're going to go. I don't give a hoot rat about your mumbo jumbo spirit and whatever you call it. Here is my duty.
This is Africa, a country called Ghana.
We're actually looking for this village.
Get on Facebook right now. Hits 103.9 FM. The movie's rolling out.
Finally made it.
Now, this is where you heal me.
So my two naked eyes. This is what my mother told me.
Do we exactly the way it is on the map?
Are you sure you're a real professor?
Yes.
You should know the difference between an old man and a young man. I don't have the strength to run again.
Boys.
Hey, Jesus Christ!
I am Sophie. Come on, I don't. You say we be a more. No, no, okay.
Bloody dwarf only has its powers here in this forest. If you get to the city, it will have no powers, but you won't listen.
Is it Bunny from there? Is it Bunny?
English?
What's my view to you? When you walk with Bunny, right? No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, and the mummy water, they decide.
Take this and do ninja's curse.
Oh, we should disguise.
Yes, disguise.
But you just brought this out of your anus.
It's okay, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
You
talking about me?
No, 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 no. You're talking about our history.
You better be.
Yeah, I better be. Are you too white?
I'll be black and white.
Black. Live on
Facebook.
A country called Ghana. This is beautiful.
Very beautiful.
And we have to give a pat on the back,
Sally.
You know, of Lil Wayne.
Sally.
For such a yeoman's effort.
Wow.
You see, Dr. Sign.
Magugui.
In a country called Ghana,
uh-huh.
I would not be surprised. I'm not even surprised to hear about all this thing about sabotage and all of that. Because, you see, that, to an extent,
mm-hmm.
defines the culture. You see?
Hmm.
And it's very unfortunate. These are things that we must be able to wean away from. You know how the kid is weaned from the breast? That's how we have to be able to divorce some of these attitudes. Mm. You see, we're in a country where, you see, after this great effort by Lil Wayne, I will not be surprised to hear people sit on radio to disparage, defame, denigrate, chastise. Do you get what I'm saying? Belittle.
This hard work.
It is something that we've seen time and again in this country.
For real.
A country in which...
For Ghana.
Pundits on radio and TV are hailed because they chastise other people. Because they speak ill of people. Because they condemn everything that they see. And you are talking about people who don't even have any experience. Why should I organize? Why should someone make a movie? And then we have a person who doesn't even know the types of cameras that exist. A person that has never done casting when it comes to a movie to come and speak to it. On radio and on TV. Do you know what I'm saying?
A country called Ghana.
How do I organize an event? And you have a person who's never organized an event.
No.
Who doesn't even know how events are run. Who doesn't have any qualifications regarding event management. Come and speak.
Yeah.
And they will not even
speak their mind.
They will not even speak positively about it.
No.
All they will point out are the negative things. But if they had any experience whatsoever, they would understand and they would know what could contribute to the things that we all... Because, look, if I have an event, if I'm making a movie, I'm Lil Wayne and I'm making a movie, do you think you would want the movie to look better than I want it to be? Is it possible?
What did they talk about? The dream you had before even doing...
Do you get where I'm coming from?
Hey.
So let's encourage and support each other.
Most definitely.
Sometimes all you need is that word of encouragement. And... we can only be better. We can only grow. We can only excel. We can only persevere. So please.
It's looking good. Yeah. It's looking good. On that note, Marikwe, we no go enter Kumasi Sef again. On that note, we no go enter Kumasi Sef again. But then, Marikwe, get on Facebook Live and check this.
Sometimes
video
some of these negative things, let's just refuse.
Refuse.
To throw spotlight on.
I said, the whole, talk about a country called movie. And I'm sure.
A country called movie.
Hey.
A country called drama. Drama.
Let's just move. Because I'm sure Wheezy Empire will be proud of Michael Kwe and Dr. Shine.
Yeah.
Because back to back, with our people.
Let's support. Let's support. It can only get better. This is a great effort. So, Lewin, wherever you are, I know you are busy, but I know you are going to see this video later. We are so proud of you. This is great. This is amazing. And with the necessary support, you can do better than this. And that is what you need. And that is what we are giving you on platforms like Hits 103.9 FM.
Boom. Means entertainment. Marikwe, now a lady is saying that, you see, in grandmother...
He's going to make a movie.
Not at all.
Right.
In grandmother left him some, gold. Good. And stories we've heard about this, issues are like somebody left me good, or my ancestors left me good, left my family good. Stories we hear are that if they leave this good behind, you have to perform some rituals, some cleansing and things before you'll be able to even use the good. Now, in this case, this lady is saying that as in mother or in grandmother left him this good, he tell them same thing. Say, you can't use the gold until some rituals, some purifications are being done. And so, you see, if they watch TV, where one day, you see, this hot woman is on TV and, doing miracles, advertising, announcing that he can cleanse gold.
Yeah.
And he's been doing that for people. So, she was attracted. And then, fast forward, got in contact with a woman, and then that's how it all started. She handed over the gold to the woman without taking pictures, no videos, no documents, nothing.
So there's no evidence to show the handing over of the gold to the chief priest. Okay.
Exactly. Right. No chief evidence.
Right.
No evidence at all, Mekwiki.
I have some evidence here. Uh-huh. And the evidence I have portray that the guys at the head office, North Kaneshi, head office, North Kaneshi, they have convened, right? They have, there's a convention, you know, to listen to the biggest drive time show on radio, which is the Cruise Control. And I have the visuals.
Oh.
They are here. So I want to say big shout out to all the guys at the head office. I know it's a number of guys and a lady. A number of guys.
Can we share?
It's possible.
Oh,
I mean,
right,
yeah,
right. You know, 103.9.
Yeah. So we'll put it all, you know. So, you know, from now, I think tomorrow, Monday, we'll send us, you know, some like video. This. Let's see what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, as you listen to the biggest drive time show on radio, Wadud. Put the head office on. You know, let's see how all the guys have gathered and listening to the biggest drive time show
at the head office.
Or the head office, you know, and Phil and the rest of the team, amazing guys. So if you get on Facebook right now, you see the head office, what the scene is like, listening to the biggest drive time show on radio. Big ups to the head office. Right.
Head office. Yeah. Yeah. So, Mercury, this lady, they talk, say, no, you don't get any evidence. And so that'd be why the case is becoming difficult. So he carried the whole thing, go parliament. Say parliament. Now they issue the overarm.
So on Facebook right now, yes.
Headquarters, the logo.
Yeah.
Head office. The head office.
Yes.
The head office.
Yeah, shout out to Dre and the whole crew at the head office.
Oh,
it's looking good. It's looking good.
Oh, my crew is looking good.
Yeah.
It's looking good. It's a whole... Charlie,
it's a whole kabudo.
Where are they?
Oh, it's at North Kaneshi.
North Kaneshi.
Yeah, North Kaneshi.
Ah.
You know, the biggest on the street.
Oh, no, I have to pass through.
You should.
No,
you should.
I have to pass through.
Phil will sort you out.
Because the environment, the everything, they look good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, so let's talk about gold. Let's
exactly.
Talk about.
Now, talking about gold, this lady carried the issue, go parliament, where a petition.